Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I have to tell you, one of the things, I mean, there's all different parts of it, right, that make it amazing, but good lighting really does make a difference when it comes to enjoying your outdoor space. No question about it. Sure, you can plug a few things in, but if you have a plan and you create it the right way, then it can be really something super special. And somebody that can help you with that are the folks over at Arnold Electric Services. Joining me on the phone line right now is Jack Arnold, who is the president of Arnold Electric Services, which, Jack, works out well because your name is in the title of the company.
Yeah, how about it? How about it? Thanks for having us on here again, Lou. Appreciate the opportunity to be back.
Absolutely. And a big thank you, by the way. I was off last week with a little medical procedure, and you were kind enough to sit in with another group of folks, and I got nothing but good reviews. I would love to tell you that I listened, but I was on so much medicine that I don't even know what my name was last Saturday. So thank you so much for helping out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Appreciate the opportunity. Fun little thing to do. So,
you know, I had the opportunity. I'm working on a project in Evanston, and you guys came in with a really nice group of electricians to do a project, new service for me on a house we're working on. And I was just so impressed by the quality of work. And these guys literally just had, they had one speed, go, you know, but they were thorough, and they asked lots of questions. And, you know, as somebody that is, you know, has always been a proponent for the trades, it was just really nice to see. I mean, I'm an old man now, but to see young people in the trades. I mean, one of them was as young as 19 years old, but they were just working really hard and doing a nice job. And I know it made me happy to see. It's got to make you, as the owner of a company like that, happy to see that you have such good people.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we try really hard. When you do have your last name in the title of the company, it kind of holds you to a little bit of a higher standard. You know, you want people representing you well, and been able to, you know, get that through our core values, our mission and vision. And we take a real long time to hire people and make sure we have a good fit for the team, and usually translates pretty well. So, yeah, it's great to hear that. It was a good experience for you too.
So. Absolutely. Really a nice experience. And so I want to give people an opportunity to have that same experience with you. And, you know, we're talking a lot about outdoor lighting, and, you know, I can go to Home Depot or Ace or Costco, and I can buy a bunch of outdoor lights and then have no place to plug it in, or have it be super, super inconvenient when it comes to how you do this. You guys at Arnold Electric can kind of help people understand what they're trying to do outdoors and really help create a plan so that it's safe, it makes sense, and ultimately it works, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's three different levels of lighting that you want to think about, whether it's outdoors or indoors, and it's accent, task, and ambient lighting. What are you going to be using your outdoor oasis for? And it's kind of hard to think about an outdoor oasis without outdoor lighting, you know, and you can create whatever environment you want and make it transform into a new type of space. And it's kind of what the idea of it, right?
So, right. So you set up that lighting, but the whole point too is that we got to make sure that it all makes sense from a standpoint of how this stuff gets wired in, and that's where the expertise of Arnold Electric can come in, right? Like, you think about all that, but then that framework of what it takes is what's important.
Yeah, right, exactly. You want to plan it out. You know, if you're putting a hardscape patio in, you want to pre-plan to have the electric run before the patio is put in, or else you're going back and trying to find a workaround. And you know, that you're right, you just want the stuff to work. So you could go to Costco or Home Depot, and you could get, you know, maybe some solar powered lights or something, but there's no real guarantee that it's going to work. And when you go out there, you just want to kind of walk out there and be able to use this stuff. And there is a lot out there that you could, you know, use to make it a little more convenient for yourself. You know, remote control lighting, or Smart lighting through an app. So you walk out there, you open up your app and turn the lights on, and you have a certain scene set up for you.
I think
those are all things to consider.
Yeah, I think too, people will be surprised with the fact that I know for a lot of us, if you live in older homes, right? You know, traditionally, like, well, I got an outlet in the front and I got an outlet in the back, and you know, it's never enough, and it was probably, you know, way back when that was the code, right?
Yep.
But I mean, gosh, just doing simple, adding some receptacles outdoors on dedicated circuits can really just make people's lives a lot easier, not only from a enjoyment standpoint, but even, you know, plugging things in for maintenance or whatever it might be, doing work around your home.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, GFCI outlets are the type of outlet you're going to want to use outside, and that, you know, stands for ground fault circuit and rupture. And you want to use that anytime you're near water. And, you want to put the things on separate circuits. So again, that the lighting works appropriately and safely. That's the main thing, you know, with all this is,
right.
Like you said, you could have the one outlet that was already there and you have cords running. You don't want that. You want to eliminate the risk of anything bad going on, like electric shock or anything like that when you're outdoors. Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense. I was sitting on the couch with my leg up in the air watching 60 Minutes, and there's a whole story about, you know, this whole big movement in the U.S. and really globally, right, about how more electrical is coming into play, right? I mean, you've got, what is it? The state of New York, I think, just passed a law that, you know, new construction homes won't have gas-fired furnaces, you know, after a certain number of years. The city of Evanston is actually looking at doing something like that. I mean, for a company like you, you know, updating electrical and really, and then I'm going to shift gears a little bit, pun intended, but, you know, with the whole EV electrical car thing, you know, part of the problem with that world of the EV cars is that the infrastructure is just not there yet, right?
That's correct.
Even though you can say, oh, there's a charger over here, I can go plug my car in, but it may not work. That's the big downside you hear from a lot of people now. You have the ability to put these faster chargers in people's homes, right? That... Not like the fast ones when you go to like the big grocery stores, but one that if you plug the car in overnight, it would charge the car up all the way.
That's correct. Yeah. So Arnold Electric's a Tesla certified EV charger installer, and we install Tesla chargers, another juice box, and then charge point chargers, and we have the ability to install those, and it's definitely coming down the pipeline. And you're talking about the state of New York, you know, converting over from gas to electric stoves. I think the state of Illinois in general is following that too, like you said, along with Evanston. And then National Electrical Code is also updated that any new construction home build is going to require the garage to be EV charger ready. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, you know, that doesn't mean you got to be code cop Carl and go update your garage for EV charger ready if you don't have an EV charger, but it's just something to think about. And when you do something like that, it also helps increase the value of your home.
Well, but also too, Jack, from a standpoint of planning, right? If someone's out there going, you know what, I want to buy an electric car, right? Which I think is awesome, right? That's awesome. But this is the kind of thing that where, you know, before I go buy it and I take delivery, I'm going to have the electrician come and put this thing in for me, because I would imagine that, right? I mean, you've got to run the appropriate electrical wiring and piping, whatever it might be, to the garage. And then from you know, in other words, people don't necessarily have to know that they're buying a Ford or a Tesla or a Chevrolet electric car. But you got to get that raw power in there. And then from there, you make the connection for the appropriate charger, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And that, there is a lot of planning that's involved in that, and it might sound like a great idea to buy the electric car and you're just going to use the supercharger in the neighborhood. And like you said, sometimes those don't work. We have one, with two of them at Arnold Electric. We use one, my wife and I, between the two of us, and the chargers at her work do not work.
Right.
You know,
crazy.
But it would be, it would be a level two charger you'd put in your garage, and it is. What you're talking about planning and outdoor oasis is too. You're updating the electric to your garage, plan for that EV charger, and then you could put a sub panel out in your garage where you could have those additional circuits for your lighting or outdoor heaters or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, sounds great.
Planning goes a long way.
100%, 100%. Jack Arnold is the president of Arnold Electric Services. Jack, if people want to get a hold of you, whether it's for changing out some switches, adding some outdoor receptacles and circuits to, for outdoor lighting, or even the EV chargers, how do they get a hold of you folks?
Yeah, just you can give us a buzz at 773-647-1120. And then you can also check us out at arnoldelectricchicago.com.
I really appreciate you taking the time this morning. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Lou. I appreciate the opportunity. Have a great rest of your day as well.